All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's finish up the section today. So we're picking up page 152, the middle of the page. Kacha, literally right in the middle of the page. Kacha ze misrachish ha'asiya haruchamis olam haruach u'po'achach. So remember again, yesterday of Kashtiel Advanced, what I thought was a very, very beautiful idea, which is that the most dynamic and unique aspect of the olam ha'malachim is this idea of Zrizos, meaning the notion that the angels fulfill the word of God, that by definition is not unique and not special. That's the purpose of their creation. No different than the fact that the sun gives off light. That was the tachlis of that creation. What's unique, says Rav Kashtiel, is the notion that the malachim are always identified by their wings. The wings representing the idea of movement, the wings representing the idea, ultimately, again, of constant, perpetual motion, of not just fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, but fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, ultimately, again, with eagerness and with zeal. That's Zrizos, is really what defines the angelic kingdom. What Rav Kashtiel posited is based on the Ramchal, is that when we act with Zrizos, we have the ability to be a part of that angelic kingdom. It's true, I'm not a malach, I'm not even asked to be a malach, but yet when I perform a mitzvah, I have the ability to join that world for a little bit. B'shitas HaZrizos, kisha'ata mekayim mitzvos, ata mishtayich l'olam hazeh. When I perform mitzvos, and I perform my mitzvos with Zrizos, so I become a part of that angelic world. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. When we go ahead and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anachnu Shayochim L'Mamlocha Shel HaMitzvos. When we make a bracha, says Rav Kashtiel, before you make a mitzvah, so why am I making a bracha on a mitzvah? What we are saying is, Ribono Shel Olam, thank you for allowing me to perform this mitzvah, because through the performance of this mitzvah, I have the ability to be a part of the angelic kingdom. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that incredible zechus. Kol echad shemekayim mitzvah hu kitzas malach. Listen to how beautiful this is. Every person who performs a mitzvah is a little bit like a malach. Hu shaliach levatzeas hapekuda mamlachtit. He is a shaliach to ultimately bring about the actualization of the divine command. Im atam mekayim mitzvos kechelek mehapekuda mamlachtit yischaber leminagnon hamalchuti. If a person ultimately performs mitzvos as a part, a kechelek, as a part, ultimately of the divine mandate, then a person has the ability to connect to the divine kingdom. La'avira hamalchutit v'hi azrizos. So we'll say this is the idea, that through mitzvos, it's not just the pshat that we get to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but remember again, so essentially, listen to this progression. Mitzvos are the vehicles through which we get to demonstrate a mindset and a lifestyle of Zrizos. And when we demonstrate a mindset and a lifestyle of Zrizos, remember again, Zrizos in all the ways we spoke about, Tircha, a willingness to exert ourselves, to be like Esh, to be like fire, perpetual growth, perpetually looking upwards, we have the ability, through the performance of our mitzvos, with the midah of Zrizos, we have the ability to become part of that angelic world. He says, as ata tia chelik mamlocha, we have the ability to be part of the angelic kingdom. Gam im ata lo malach. So the truth is, we'll say, even if I'm not an angel, tavin es hashita. See, even if I'm not actually an angel, I understand this idea and I understand how I could become part of this world. Tishtayich lema'areches. Lochein, David HaMelech shekola tvisla shalei tvisas malchusis, mamlachtit, excuse me. So therefore, David HaMelech, remember, David HaMelech in his essence, David HaMelech wasn't just the king in terms of that was his job. David HaMelech's entire essence was monarchical. The monarchical essence, hu ish malchus, as hu yoseh mikol echad acher, haven mazimitos. Because David HaMelech already in his essence, in his blood, he had the blood of monarchy. See, he understood mitzvos. He understood that mitzvos, through the performance of mitzvos with Zrizos, you have the ability to join the angelic kingdom. Where again, and because, why the angelic kingdom? Because again, it's the angelic kingdom that's specifically marked by the midah, by the attribute of Zrizos. Hu ish malchus, as hu yoseh mikol echad, haven mazimitos. Mitzvos pirushim, hishtaychos leikarin malchuti. This is a very beautiful idea. What are mitzvos? Mitzvos are the ability to connect Li'ikar Malchuti, to the essence of the divine kingdom. Mitzvos are the medium, mitzvos are the vehicle through which we could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom. Ein kimo melech shemeivin mayu avira shel malchus. It's really only a king who truly understands the essence of malchus. Ikaron shal piv kol malchus ovedes. Davar hamelech evin es hashita dafka biglal hayoso melech. David HaMelech understood. See, this is why David HaMelech. Well, look at this phrase. That's the one that says, "Chashti v'lo hismamati l'shmar mitzvosecha." What does David HaMelech say? Ribono shel olam, I never tarried. I never tarried in performing your mitzvah. So, David HaMelech said, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I always tried to live my life through the midah ultimately of Zrizos. I always try to live through the midah of Zrizos. Why was David HaMelech so connected to the midah of Zrizos? Because David HaMelech understood that it's through Zrizos that you get to connect to the monarchy, to the monarchical kingdom, to the angelic realm. Because the Malachim are already always flapping out with their wings. David HaMelech, who himself was a monarch, understood what it meant to belong to the monarchical kingdom, and understood that the way to belong to the monarchical celestial sphere of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Zrizos. Top of 153. That's the David HaMelech would praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his portion. He would say, "Chashti v'lo hismamati l'shmar mitzvosecha. Ribono shel olam, chashti, I was careful. V'lo hismamati, I never delayed to perform your mitzvos. Imatzti la'atzmi techuno shel malach." David HaMelech is saying, "Ribono shel olam, I acquired for myself, acquired from the midah of a malach." So you'll say, sometimes if you can't be a malach, you could at least have the midos of a malach. Uratza lios chilek mehem amlocha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to be part of the kingdom of the Ribono shel Olam. Kedei lishmar mitzvosecha bezrizus shitas avodas Hashem kacha ovdim as Hashem. And ultimately, again, it's through zrizos, right? This is how do the malachim serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They serve with zrizos. And this becomes the model for us also. Zrizos is the way that a Jew serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kacha miskadmim Bolam Haruchani. This is how we advance in the spiritual world. Kach mofia, kach oved. Roim sha'olam haruach, olam hamalachim, kach oved. This is an incredible yisod. The olam of malachim, the world of the angels, is fueled by one specific midah, and that is the midah of zrizos. Atarote sha'olam haruchani shalcha. A person wants to be, a person wants a vibrant spiritual world. He wants to connect ultimately again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's monarchy, to the celestials, to the Olam HaMalachim. It's very simple. Tischaber l'shita, shitas hazrizos. Both sides, an amazing thing. If you want it, then you have to connect to one basic life shita, the shita of Zrizus. So I will say, amazingly enough, what the Ramchal seems to teach us is that almost everything in life, everything in successful spiritual life, comes down to the ability to acquire the midah of Zrizus. When a person has a Zrizus, a person has this midah ultimately of constant growth, a person has this midah of Eish and not Adama, of Ish and not Adam. A person doesn't mind Tircha. Not only does he not mind Tircha, but ultimately, again, he yearns for Tircha. He yearns for work. He yearns, ultimately, again, for struggle. I don't mean Chas V'Shalom, like terrible life struggle. I mean just Avoda in terms of growth. Then a person is Mishtayich L'Olam HaMalachim. And you know what? Essentially, when you acquire the Midah of Tircha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you your wings. You want to earn your wings in life? Wings come ultimately from Zrizos. The Malachim get their wings from Zrizos. We can get our wings from Zrizos as well. All right, so we'll stop over here. Emir Tashem will pick up with Perek Zayin. Emir Tashem, B'Sha'atovah Matzachos on Monday. Shkoyach.